From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Voters ousted two Democratic state lawmakers yesterday in the first-ever recall elections of state legislators. The recalls come in the wake of new gun legislation passed earlier this year. Senate President John Morse of Colorado Springs conceded around 9:30, calling the defeat symbolic. Morse was unapologetic over his stance on the new gun control measures and says it was worth the political risk.
They may have won the battle, but they're not going to win the war because people are dying for real, and we need to stop that.
With the successful recall, Moore says he's concerned the move will become a political tactic on both sides. The vote was close, with less than 350 ballots separating the count. Several miles away, recall supporters gathered at the El Paso County GOP headquarters. KRCC's Liz Ruskin was there and has this report.
Bernie Herpin supporters waited at the county GOP offices for the results to roll in. Then word came that Senator Morse had conceded. Herpin thanked his campaign staff, his family, and the voters of the district.
You have sent a loud and clear message that we will no longer tolerate elected officials who refuse to listen to their constituents and trample on our rights. The people have spoken.
It was a big night for Herpin, who just 5 months ago lost his seat on the Colorado Springs City Council to a political newcomer. For KRCC News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
State Senator Angela Jaron also lost her recall election in Pueblo yesterday, with some 56% of the vote going against her. Retired Police Deputy Chief George Rivera will replace Jaron in Senate District 3. Nearly 34,000 Puebloans cast ballots. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports from Pueblo.
The crowd of some 200 Jaron supporters had thinned out by the time the final results came in around 10:30. A perplexed Jaron told the lingering supporters she had no regrets and that they have more work to do.
We cannot shed tears about this. What we have to do is turn that into strength and commitment to this community, to this state, to this country. So we will win in the end because we're on the right side. We care and we're compassionate and we love people. And so that always wins out, right?
After Jaron's speech, disappointed volunteers straggled out of the Union Depot building. Meantime, about a mile away, Republican George Rivera and his wife were surrounded by celebrating supporters.
Well, I'm pretty amazed, to be honest with you. I never saw myself in this position. I've never been a politician, so 6 months ago, this would have been just a fantasy and so on.
Rivera says it's important to hold elected officials accountable. He says he plans to apply conservative values and vote by the Constitution. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.